in the Mishnah, Samach Dalam Beis. Here, to Isha Bechutei Sar, a woman may go out with hairs which are braided into her hair, tied into her hair, Ben Mishiloh, whether it's her own cut hair, which she's then using to enhance her hair, Ben Mishiloh Roberta, whether it's somebody else's hair, which she's enhancing her hair with, Ben Mishiloh Behema, whether she would use animal's hair, with her tefis, which is some type of an adornment which is attached onto her headpiece, or a sarvitin, also such a type of a thing which is going to be something which would be attached onto the headpiece. Bizman shehen tefurin, when they are sewed on to her head covering, you can sew them on. Okay, bekavol ubepei anochris lechotzer. A woman is allowed to go out wearing kavul, which we had at the beginning of the parakamar and machlekes, whether kavul is referring to kavul de avda or is referring to kavul de isha, which was something like a hat she used to wear under her safcha. Safcha was the overall head covering. This is something she wore like a layer under that, and it was visible, so it was an adornment. So kavul and peyanochris is usually translated as a wig, foreign. So Rashi says it wasn't just a full wig, but it was something which was put there to seem to increase her hair. Lachatzer, those are permitted lachatzer. The more is going to discuss what does that mean vis-a-vis everything else. Okay, Mishnah continues, says, "B'marcha ba'ozna, a woman would have some type of a illness in her ear, and she would need to put like a piece of cotton, marcha being a soft material, she would keep in the ear canal to absorb the liquid which is there. B'marcha ma'sandova, or in an insert you would put inside of the sandal. B'marcha hiskiru l'dinasa, or marcha which she puts to be able to absorb." Her flow of dam. The pill pail, sometimes a person would put, if that person had bad breath, so if they would suck on a piece of pill pail, a piece of pepper, it took away the bad smell in the mouth. Oh, begalgal, begargar, merech, melach, same thing with a piece of salt, which was put in the mouth. Not for the for halitosis, but because of gum disease, so it would help with the toothaches. Other types of items which were carried in the mouth for some valid purpose. That has to be there from prior to Shabbos. You have to put it there from before Shabbos. And the Mora will pick up on that exactly. So we're putting it there from before Shabbos, and the Mora actually doesn't sell it. The question is, why do you need them there before Shabbos? Tosha says that since there's a gzeres refuah, so if you put it there from before Shabbos, so you that's considered if you put the Tosha's first shot he brings is so that doesn't hold the gzeres because you started from before Shabbos. You're just maintaining it on Shabbos. Tosha has a problem with that. So he says if you put it there on Shabbos, it looks like she's trying to carry it out. This is like a subterfuge to carry it out, but it was there from beforehand, so it was something she needed. She clearly needed it in her mouth. If they fell out, however, she cannot put them back on Shabbos. Shein to Sebes, she has a false tooth, which is Shein Shel Zov. Rashi seems to learn that it's the same thing, which is they would have a gold tooth. Mayor Matv Chachamim Oisim. Like Rashi, Bechutei Yisar, Shekalas Behen Sar, she would braid those into her hair. Beimishalov Tzulushim, whether it's her own detached hair. Beimishal Behema, then Shalsus, she would take the hair from a horse and braid it in. Shein Tzvurim, the Safka, they're sewn onto the Safka, which is her hair covering. The Sulay Shalfulahu Lachvi, she won't take them off the show, because that would mean taking off her head covering. The chotzer, a kabul peyanochris, that the chotzer is referring to those last two kabul peyanochris. The also liyal the mepik bor lishus rab. We had in the first mishnah that they may not be worn lishus rab. It's the chashmin and the chotzer motzer, but the chotzer they're permitted. The kabul the sefer the masisan loyfliga ba amaroy the kuliyama kipa shel tzem. So here we don't have the same machlokas as we had before in the reisha. What we're talking about iser, this hatter only applies to this hat that she would wear on a woman's head. Peyanochris, klias sartlusha, she would take hairs which are detached and braid them in. But sevrosa al sar, she would bundle them up on top of her head, on her hair. Im kliosa shatira balas sar, by braiding it in, it would look like she had more hair. They put this material there to catch the liquid in the air. She was in dola latanik. She put it into her sandal to make it more comfortable. Then he does it. She put it in that place where a woman has a flow of dam. She would buy her dam. Well, you turn a pig there, which it would absorb the blood, and that she wouldn't stain her clothing. Pilpil is aruch, a type of a pepper called pilpil aruch. Nesenes isha b'fiel sherecha ra, a woman who had a bad smell would in her mouth would put this pepper in. Galgal melech k'moy gargir melech l'refuas chalishinaim. She'd put the salt there as to help with a toothache. She'll nasa l'sachpia b'bayim. You have to put it there before Rosh Shabbos. Shein tusavis. You put a false tooth into the cheekbone, or the place where the tooth was, from somewhere else. He says, "Always made out of gold." Why did the Chacham say it's aser? The kima the mishunah mishar hashinayim. It looks different than her other teeth. So, maybe people will laugh at her. She'll take away the gold tooth. She will come to carry it. The more a minute the shalzov noka dafka. One said it's only a gold tooth which is the problem. So shein tosevis is an explanation of shein tosevis. Now lishnach rino, shein tosevis is shein shal adam hoyusa. It was somebody else's tooth. It was a false tooth. Vahatera del elkoi and saying that case is going to be permitted. Shein tosevis is permitted. Shein shel zov is a machlokes. Balava pluta the Remeir Rebbe v'Rabbanan. The Rebbe, did I read Remeir? I'm sorry, Rebbe Matir. It's not part of the machlokes of Rebbe v'Rabbanan. The Hachemer. The pilpul u'begalgo melech u'b'shein tosevis is permitted. Shein shel zov is Rebbe Matir, and the Chachamim say it's us. Okay. The Mishnah says she can go out with this hair of her own hair, her chaverta's hair, and a hair of an animal. The Tzricha, the Yashminon, Dido, her own hair, Mishum Dolay Moyes, that's not so Moyes to put her own hair in. So people aren't going to necessarily laugh at it, and therefore, you know, we have the concern she might take it out. It's not so obvious. The chaverta the most. Somebody else is not exactly the same. So there's a certain element of it's me is to put somebody else's hair there. So maybe they will laugh at her and she might come and take it out. So for the chiddush of the mishnah says even that case is mutter. Eim aloy. V'yashminon the chaverta the bas minohu. At least it's human hair. Of the behema la bar minohu. It's not the same min. It's not human. I'm a lawyer, I would say that the case is prohibited, therefore Tzricha, the Mishnah needs to tell me even the case is permitted. So that's what we call a classic. Loi zu, af zu. Tana. Obavashal etetze yolada b'shel zakena. V'zakena b'shel yolada. However, that you can't, we can't allow the young woman to go out with hair of an elderly woman, which is obviously a different color, it's gray or white, and that's something which people are going to notice, and that we are concerned that somebody will laugh at her and she'll take it out.
So we're really not concerned for that anymore.
What? Women, young women going out with
not
only
laughing. Oh.
No, but here it was like woven in, so it looked weird.
But in general, weren't they? Didn't women wear their hair like these? I was told they didn't take off their shavings for days and days. That they were also woven into their hair, even up to like a couple hundred years ago. They would wear them for long periods of time. It wasn't something like every day they take them off and go to bed with it like today. That they wore them for long periods of time.
I don't know. It's a question which I'm not clear about. Is, you know, it sounds like they were braiding this into her hair, but her hair was covered. She has a safcha, and she has the kabel under the safcha, and she has a thing which she's we had before that catches all of the different hairs that are just sticking out and sticks it back under the safcha, and then she's weaving things into her hair. So you tell me a woman was not married, so I understand. But the zakena, where's the case of the zakena like that?
Maybe she just got married.
It's such a possibility, I guess.
I mean, or these other head coverings did not cover the whole thing.
Yeah, that's quite a common invention. Unless you tell me that's the more they did also. So they hold it back 100 years ago, ladies covered all of their hair. They didn't have the ladies who had half of their hair sticking out. So, so you want to say that they did like that? I don't know. Fine, maybe. I don't know. Just say that would be interesting to say, that would, at some point in time they became frumer than the Gemara. Yeah. So by men I hear, but by the ladies, Okay. The Mor says, "Bishlama is a kena b'shal yulad the shevachulo." Understand why you would have to tell me that this kena would wear the yulad's hair because she makes her look younger. El yulad the b'shal kena amai ganai hulo. Why would she want to wear it? It's not becoming to her. The Mor says, "You're right. I didn't tell you this kena b'shal yulad. I told you not yulad b'shal kena. It's not really going to happen too often." So,
are you talking about yulad? Is that a young girl?
I think it means a young woman. Sagrashi. The most. Well, like the memory of the Mishnah for the, we're not worried about her taking it off. Mishum Mechachu Allah, because they would laugh at her. And then we'll be afraid of Mamti Allah, Biyadah Shakari, because it's not obvious. The Basminohu, Bula Minkir, Bula Mechachi Allah. It's, at least it's human hair, so there's no reason to laugh. But animal hair, I might think it's also. The mission is even that is one. V'vashu teitzi zkeina, b'chut eistar shagilodo, v'yilodo b'shal zkeina, the levonus al shcheres, or shcheres al levonus, moyus. So black to white to black, that's funny. But also the mission, she might come to take it out. Okay, now. V'kabal b'pei anokh v'istachatzu. So the more Amar Rav, so we had back in the first Mishnah a list of items which are prohibited to go out to Rishus Rabbim, and then the Mishnah already over there hinted and said all these things are usher to Chutei Tzemer, Chutei Pishtun, etc. Well, it becomes the Rishus HaRabim. So everything else is Osir. The Tutefes and the Sarvitim, when they're not Tofer, and not the Yerushal Zov, etc. But the kavul is only also Rishas Aram, which it's mutter v'chatzur, like our Mishnah says. And everything else is also both in Rishas Aram and in chatzur. Even though there's no caring, even if she take it out, take it off, she's only in a chatzur. Yeah, but she might come to do it in Rishas Aram. So, but they permitted pay a kavul of peyadachers. Rav Anani Bar Sosin, Mishmeder Rav Shmuel, he quoted, and now the Gerson side should be, he says, the name of Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yossi, not that Rav Shmuel was a contemporary of Rav Akiva, but Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yossi, who was a contemporary of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Omer HaKol Kikavu. Everything is the same as the kavul, that's mutter in the chatzur and osir shesarab. Tanan, the kavul of Hainachris, the chatzur. It says kavul of Hainachris ever worn to the chatzur. So bisham of the rav, nicha, according to the rav, we understand why you hear about these, talk about all these things, and here it says the chatzur, because these are printed to the chatzur. Everything else is osir in the chatzur. El the rav Anoni bar Sosin, kasher. Why is the Mishnah say that these two things mentions chatzur when it applies to everything? It's just a kasha. It's more says Rabbi Anoni bar Sosin Mishmei the man karmelay Mishmei the Rishmo bar Biyosi Rishmo bar Biyosi Tana who probably he's the Tana should get argue on the Mishnah, so you can't ask a kasha on him from the Mishnah because he had a chanami, he argues on the Mishnah. Barav Maishno Hani, why did we permit Kabul and Panokris? Amarula Kadeshal Tizkan al Baalo. We want to allow her at least something to use to make herself pretty, that she shouldn't, had we stripped her of all adornment, we're concerned that maybe she, the husband will find her. Yeah, strong word. Okay. Maguna. Yeah. Okay. Kedatanya, and we find that the Chazal were concerned about this possibility. A Jerushan puzzles about davamenidus, that the woman should be held. The Tanakhama is going to understand the word dava is meaning distanced. Kedem Rishonim Omer, the original Kedem said, Shalatichol, Shalatifka, Shalatiskash, and Rabbit the Tzivonim. She can't put on her mascara, she can't put on her rouge, she can't put on any type of jewelry, any type of colored clothing, nice clothing. She has to be held distanced when she's in need. Ashabar Rabbi Kiva, believe me, Rabbi Kiva came along and said, "Him Kain, out to Megana al Bala, you're going to make her Meguna to her husband." And it's a Bala Megarsha. He developed his attitude. Next thing you know, he doesn't like her anymore. Elamat Tamilar Vadav Benida. So what's the pasuk referring to? It means Benida Sotehe Achatava B'mayim. She remains in this state of being a Nida until she goes to the Mikra. So you see, Rabbi Kiva was concerned, and the Chachamim accepted Rabbi Kiva's pshat about being Niskan al Bala. That's why they were mad to pay a nachris.
It's a strange drasha. I mean, it's like Rabbi Kiva is saying, I don't like the result. You get to sort of, I guess, to say, like, you know, an absurdity here. Or are you going to run into a problem? Are you going to cause this, you know, breaking up marriage? You know, it can't be that. Rather than saying, well, I'm looking at the pasuk and I'm saying this word is, you know, doesn't mean what you think it means.
Yes. The pasuk, you know, the Rekiva had a different drasha for pshat in the pasuk. In other words, what came first? Was he motivated his rabbinic reform, and therefore he decided that he has to say a new explanation for the verse? Or he learned the pesukim, and then Or as you say, the Chachamim overrode this or of the Torah because of this concern, therefore they were matter certain things. Then what's the Moros Kasha? What do you need the Pasuk for? And the Pasuk is like you said, but Chachamim were matter anyway. How should the trash of it wasn't a smart thing? You have to learn like that. Yeah. Amar Rav Yehud Amar Rav is by Tavis Yerashim. Kol Shalos HaChomim B'Reish Pirka N'Chut Eit Samar O'Pishin V'Tefes V'Shar Sheshanim V'Mish Shalos HaLechaz Ben V'Shar Sarabim. The whole list which we have, which you may not wear, it's V'Shar Sarabim. Also, Karn Durab, also let's use the Chavt. Avav Agav, the Shari, the Tzolino, that some of these are things which are permitted to move. The Torah is Kli Alein, because we had back in the fourth parak, they have a din of a Kli. Kedemorim. Harei Kikola Kelim, and he told them B'Chatzir, you allowed to move them in the Chatzir. Mio Derech Malbish Osir, but she can't wear them. Demargal Olei, she got used to it. Manafka Be'er Rishas Rab, and she'll end up carrying out the Rishas Rab. Chutz Mikabal Pe'er Nakris. Shemotel Lachatzir, Kidnan, Bimastisin, Time Mefar Shekhame. Like the Mishnah said, these are exceptional, and we'll explain why. Hakol Kikavu, Kolon Historium Lonestu El Rishas Rab. Av Lachatzir Mutarim Kikavu, but what's permitted is permitted even to, everything is permitted to a Chatzir. Yishlam the Rab Nicha Minanokat Hani Bishavkino Lehino. From the Rab, it designated these two things, ignoring everything else, the Misni Bahadai, which I said with it. The Surah, Bereshit the Masnis. We had this whole list earlier, and we didn't mention anything about Chatzir being permitted. Bichal the Kulu after Chatzir, Bisurah Kami, because they are actually a Rasur to Chatzir. But according to Rabbanani Barsos, and what's the Pshat? Keshal Hizgana, Tir Laksas Kishutim Hanoyim. We gave her a nice Kishutim to make her look presentable to her husband's eyes. Katanya, Tchosher Rabbanon Lahachi, Chazal were concerned about that. Midrasa, Hayudarshim, Rishonim, Kimashmo, Kedavra Hamanuda, Umarchika Mibala, she should be distanced from her husband. Shatichale now, she shouldn't put the mascara on. Latifkas Srak Alpaneha, Tin Fanal, Balazvu Adam, it's Rouge. Midrasa, Betumaso, she remains in a state of Tuma, Ashtababamayim, Litvon. Even though the flow has stopped, she remains in a state of nida until she goes to the mikveh. Tosis over here raises the question. So, I mean, what's going on nowadays? Like, I mean, we know women are wearing adornments. So how do we understand this? Tosis says we pass them like Rabbi Ani Bar Sosan, dealing with Issa Rabbanan. So we pass on through that everything is mutter to a chatzir, i.e. something where there's no issur d'oraisa to carry. And since Bizman is that we don't have issur rabban d'oraisa, we only have karmelis, which is the shita that the Shulchan Aruch follows with, because there's a requirement of 600,000 people which you don't meet. So that being so, there's no issur, because you're allowed to wear it anywhere, because they didn't ask it to a mokum, which only carrying the rabbanon. So, because it's mishnah over here, but it's a mat with Rabbi Bar Sosan's halacha that it's permitted to a chotzer, and our mishnah says it's permitted to a chotzer means even a chotzer shenu merevis, even a chotzer with a initiate the rabbanon to carry, but she's wearing it, she's not carrying it, and we don't say it's also because she might end up carrying through surab. So Tosha says, therefore they're allowed to wear all of their jewelry, etc.
Is this only outside the house that she has to take everything off when she comes inside her house?
That actually is Machlok to Rishonim. If you say that it's also even to Chatzar, it means even Chatzar Hamurevis, which has an Eruv, so what about a house? That's not like a Rishon. Tosha says the second shot. So he says that He brings from the Rebbe Shimshon, Matzukaz B'Shem Rebbeinu Sar Shalom, which is one of the Gaonim, that something which it was normal to show is what they asked, but if it's something which is not normal to show, Chazal never asked it. Tosfos says, nowadays women don't show. In other words, they have enough of it, they have it often enough, they don't take it off to show. So it wasn't such a common thing, and therefore it's mutter. And then Tosfos says, last shot, he brings Omer HaKadmonim. The earlier generations have said, we're not going to stop them because it's better they should be shogegas and not be mezidis. Don't say anything about it because they're not going to listen. So Tosfos has three explanations why it's mutter. And the first explanation, you live in a place like New York where you have Rosh Hashanah D'Oraisa, a woman cannot wear any tashita. According to the Rebbeinu Sar Shalom, she could, because they don't necessarily take it off. According to the third one, the din of Mutar Shiv Shem Hayim Mazidim doesn't apply to something which is an Isidur Abana. So over here, Masha, she's wearing it, Nikuradin. It's not Isidur Rice. So, Isidur Abana.
Doesn't apply.
Only applies to some which is a Farish and Isidur Rice. You can't, they don't say Mutar Shiv Shem Hayim Mazidim. So if you're dealing with Malach of Hitzah, you have to say something. You have to stop it. Or attempt at least. We're dealing with the Rabbanans.
Uh-huh. Oh, even though that's interesting. In other words, when you consider it's rooted in Firsh Torah, is the Hutsah aspect, not like the Hutsah of Tashitim.
Right. Because Tashitim she's wearing, so make it in the right, she's allowed to wear them. So, depending on how you understand what the heter is, we're making enough community nowadays. In Shulchan Aruch, this is all brought down in Shulchan Aruch, all these different shitas. And there are some shitas which actually paskin that it's also. You know, there is also some we pass that Rabbanani Bar Sosa. Oh, that's not true. The first shad is assuming that we pass that Rabbanani Bar Sosa. On the second shad, it's. Other nafkamina, so the heter Rebbeinu Sar Shalom only is matter things which the Chazal asked because the she might come and take it off the show. The things the Chazal asked she might come and take off because of going to the mikveh. Things the Chazal asked she might come to take off because people will laugh at her. Those are still going to be a problem, according to Rebbeinu Sar Shalom. Because all that does now is we don't show up, take off the show, because our women have they're chashim, they don't need to. Fine, okay, it's not going to matter the other ones. But the argument is we don't have that. Rebbeinu Sar Shalom saying everything is mutter. They didn't ask it to chatzah. Period. They didn't ask it the xera because of tefila, the xera because of laughing. They didn't ask anything. So according to that heter, applies to everything. According to Rebbeinu Sar Shalom, it doesn't apply to everything. So you have kulas and you have chumas in both of the different sheets. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Come welcome. So at the end, the Rambam says that if you have a woman which would listen to us, it's better she shouldn't wear.
So what do they do in like a bar? You're saying New York.
I think women wear. I think most women. I think they're going with the last sheet.
The last
sheet. But you must see this.
But
they're so not used to the idea of not wearing that. I'm sure there's some who don't. But it's like. Rambam's understanding of it, yes. Simon Shin Gimel Sefir Ches. So everything kol shas chomer lot says the shus rabim also lot is loy the chosh shenem rabbis except for kovel and pan ochris like rav v'yeshar min the kol shas lot says by filled list kasha beba yis is also okay that's your question for, but what about in the house yeshar shakol motzer lot is by shus rabim even shenem rabbis chosh shenem rabbis. And nowadays, our women are annoying to go out b'chol tachshitim. And some say that really betzim it's also, but mutashir shagal yimazidus. That's one explanation. And some say that they have a schus that they the noiga based on the svara, which says they only asked the chasid shenim rebbes. They didn't ask the chasid shenim rebbes like Rulon Rebbe Sosin. And nowadays we know Rishis Rabim, and therefore everything is mut. Then the Ramah says Yeshoy Tam Lahatir, because they have to show. And these they're not gonna show nowadays, they're not knowing to show. So that's, you know, that's, and he just leaves it hanging. I'm sorry, he leaves it hanging. Mr. Bruce says, it's going on in the case of the man with the bas without a chos. Right. No. Doesn't say about the woman. Hello. Okay. Oh, it's time to stop. Okay.